Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.3, Basics of HTTP, HTTPS and API Communication. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation, Introduction to Backend Development in the Backend. Development for Finance Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the foundational concepts of HTTP and HTTPS protocols. How APIs facilitate communication between systems. And the common HTTP methods like GET, POST, PUT, and DELETE. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to understand how these technologies work together to enable data exchange in finance and fintech applications, setting a solid groundwork for your backend development journey. Main content: understanding HTTP, HTTPS protocols. HTTP, or hypertext transfer protocol, is the underlying protocol used for transmitting data over the internet. Think of it as the language that web browsers and servers use to communicate. When you access a website, your browser sends an HTTP request to the server, which then responds with the requested resources, such as HTML files, images, or other data. HTTPS, which stands for Hypertext Transfer Protocol Secure, adds a layer of security to the standard HTTP. It uses encryption to protect the data being transferred, ensuring that sensitive information, like personal finance details, remains confidential during transmission. This is especially important in the finance and fintech sectors, where data security is paramount. To put it simply, if HTTP is like sending a postcard with your information written on it, HTTPS is like sending a sealed envelope. This encryption protects the data from being intercepted by malicious actors, which is crucial for maintaining customer trust and compliance with industry standards. How APIs facilitate communication. APIs, or application programming interfaces, are sets of rules and protocols that allow different software applications to communicate with each other. They act as intermediaries between different systems, enabling them to exchange data seamlessly. In the context of finance and fintech, APIs are used to connect various applications, such as payment gateways, banking services, and financial management tools. For instance, when you use a budgeting app to access your bank account information, the app communicates with your bank's API to retrieve your transaction data. This allows for real-time updates and a better user experience without requiring you to log directly into your bank's website or app. APIs can be categorized into different types, such as RESTful APIs, which are commonly used due to their simplicity and ease of integration. REST, Representational State Transfer. APIs use standard HTTP methods to perform operations on data, making them a popular choice for developers. Additionally, APIs can be public or private. Public APIs are accessible to any developer and can be used to integrate with third-party applications, while private APIs are restricted to internal use within a specific organization, enhancing security and control over data. Common HTTP methods: GET, POST, PUT, DELETE. Understanding the common HTTP methods is essential for working with APIs. Each method serves a different purpose. GET, this method is used to retrieve data from a server. For example, when you access your bank statement through an app, it sends a GET request to the bank's API to fetch that data. It's a straightforward way to ask for information without making any changes on the server. POST, this method is used to send data to a server, typically to create a new resource. For example, when you submit a loan application through a financial app, it sends a POST request with your application details to the bank's API. This method is crucial for actions that involve data creation, such as registering for a new account. PUT, this method is used to update existing data on a server, For instance, if you change your address in your banking profile, the app sends a PUT request to update that specific information. It's important to use PUT when you want to modify existing records rather than creating new ones. Delete. This method is used to remove data from a server. For example, if you decide to delete a payment method from your account, the app would send a delete request to the API to remove that information. Understanding this method is essential for managing data accurately within applications. These methods provide a clear way to interact with data through APIs, allowing for efficient and effective communication between applications. By mastering these methods, developers can ensure that their applications handle data correctly and securely. Conclusion: in this lesson, we covered the basics of HTTP and HTTPS protocols, how APIs facilitate communication, and the common HTTP methods used in API interactions. Understanding these concepts is crucial for anyone looking to work in back-end development, especially in finance and fintech, where secure and efficient data exchange is vital. By grasping how these technologies function together, you are now better equipped to delve deeper into the world of back-end development. Reflection questions: how does the use of HTTPS enhance security in financial transactions through APIs? Can you identify a situation in your daily life where an API is used to facilitate communication between applications? What HTTP method would you use to retrieve your transaction history from a banking API? And why?